Well, the newest Philadelphia Eagle joins me in the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're here on Extra News Studio. We're joined by Eagles punter Donnie Jones. Welcome to Philadelphia, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man.
I got to tell you, came out of the blue for us. How about for you?
Fairly recent. I believe my agent met with Howie at the owners' meetings. We were able to get a deal worked out, and look forward to the opportunity here.
Let's talk about your career. You've had a great 9-year career, many more to come, which I always find the plight of the kicker in the NFL fascinating, either generally late-round draft picks or not drafted at all. And you literally work your way from the bottom rung of the ladder to the top. Is that kind of the way it was for you?
Yeah, I was a 7th-round pick back in 2004, and I've been through the ups and downs, and thankfully more ups than downs, but you just keep fighting, and you go to work and you work hard, and good things come. So this will be what my 10th season. So I'm very fortunate and blessed, to have the opportunity to play another year and do it here in Philadelphia.
Does it take a while, Donnie, to get that mental toughness? Because you generally young kickers have to deal with rejection for the first time in their lives.
Yeah, it's, I think that's a huge part of the game, the mental game, and, how you deal with adversity and how you overcome it. If you have a bad kick in a game or you have a bad game, staying focused mentally is so important. There's been games, weeks of practice where you can't hit a ball and then you get out there, on Sunday and everything kind of, comes together. But, it's never all going to be good. So I think how you handle the bad and how you overcome the adversity, makes you that player, makes you that good player. So, again, this is a good opportunity for me, and look forward to the season.
How was last year for you? 1 year in Houston, good success for the team. You averaged 47 yards a kick. The numbers, everything looked good to us here.
Yeah, I thought I had a really good year. Thought I was actually going to be back there. I know my agent spoke with the GM several times, and they said definitely they wanted to bring me back. They told me that at the end of the year they were real pleased with the way I kicked, and not to go anywhere because they were going to bring me back, and unfortunately it didn't happen. And but things happen for a reason, and this is where I'm supposed to be. So I look forward to the opportunity, and look forward to going out there on Sundays and giving it my best for the Eagles.
So how did it work from your perspective? Houston signed Shane Lechler, and
yeah, well, we actually, my agent had called me, God, I believe it was Thursday. I can't think back to last week. It was one day last week. It was either Wednesday or Thursday, I believe. And told me he talked to Howie. They wanted to sign me. I was actually going to fly in Friday and get everything done. But had some stuff going on back home over the weekend. And, but this was kind of already done before he signed. But again, I would have got here sooner, but like I said, I had some obligations over the weekend, and got here yesterday evening and signed this morning. So ready to go, man. Look forward to it.
Now, East Coast, a little different animal here. You've been in Seattle and Miami and in St. Louis in the Dome and then in Houston. So how have you kicked in your career in inclement weather? Not that it's necessarily inclement here in November and at the
right.
end of December.
Yeah, it's definitely, of course, it's different than being indoors. And I guess that's one of the things over the years is, people said, oh, he's a dome punter. So this, again, I look at this as an opportunity to come out here and show, yes, it gets cold, the weather can get bad, but, I'm not just that indoor punter, And so, again, I think, this is a great opportunity for me. I've played well outdoors. I've had bad games outdoors. I've had bad games indoors too, But so I think over my career that I've done a really good job, and I don't think it'll be any different here.
What about the holding aspect? Have you held your throughout your career?
Yeah, I started, that was my second year, so that would be, second year, 2005. So in Miami, I held the 2 years I was there, then St. Louis for 4 years for Josh Brown, and then in Houston last year for Shane Graham.
Great,
so,
no problem.
Pretty experienced with that, yes.
John Dornbos, the magician, snapping to you?
He's a good
Pro
magician.
Pro Bowl guy? Yes, he is.
I've done a couple of charity events with him in off seasons. He's got some great tricks, man. He's a great snapper, so I look forward to working with him and Alex Henry. And I think we'll make a great trio.
Donnie, let's just what's been the key to your success? Do you think to last 10 years in the NFL is a great accomplishment?
Yeah, it really is, and I just think hard work, never giving up. I didn't think, when I was a free agent, I didn't think I'd leave St. Louis. I thought I played really well there. Fortunately, things didn't work out. Then I go to Houston, have a good year there, think you're going to get re-signed. You don't. So it's, like I said earlier, how you respond to, when negative things happen, overcoming the adversity. And, I have an opportunity here to go out and, do what I did last year. Just come out, play solid, do a good job for this team, and hopefully, hopefully I can stick around here.
What do you know about Dave Phippen and what he wants to do with special teams here?
I had a chance to talk with him briefly on the phone. As far as philosophy and stuff, I don't know a whole lot. We didn't really get into that. More, kind of glad to have you. Look forward to working with you. But, I know he's a young guy. I know he's been an assistant for several years, and I'm sure he's excited about the opportunity he has here to be a head guy. Look forward to working with him and hopefully having the best special teams in the league.
Cool, man. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for
your
time.
Good to be here. Yeah, you got
Donnie
it.
Jones, newest Philadelphia Eagle here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.